It's time for JT the Brick.
This is a Raider invasion of Southern California. I repeat, this is a Raider invasion of Southern California. So we get the Chargers coming off a 5-12 year. I repeat, because the last time we played them, we put 63 on their ass. 63 on their ass. Do you know anybody on God's green earth? Do you know anybody who said, I'm going to the window and bet the Chargers to win the Super Bowl? I don't. I know a lot of people. If you combined all the Charger fans in Southern California, you can fit them in my pool.
JT the Brick.
You hear this crap? They're saying, oh, the Raiders have this. They don't have anything. But the Chargers do. And it's the same jerks who say, I love the Chargers roster. Every year. You idiot. You know nothing about the Raiders. The Chargers, America's new bandwagon, had 5 wins last year. Lost Austin Ekeler, Keenan Allen, and Mike Williams. I'm fighting off the Charger fans who think they're going to the Super Bowl.
And now,
63 on their ass.
Here's JT the Brick.
Uh-oh, that's the Chargers Open Bobby put together. You know, we, after week one, we can keep that if we beat the Chargers. If we don't, you got to hit delete, man, because they're going to be coming to get me, man. Oh, those Charger fans, they were coming to get me. I met a few Charger fans in Costa Mesa, not many. Rams got good fans out there. Rams are starting to be legit, man. Rams had some good coverage out there. I digress. I'm back in studio today, off tomorrow, flying to Minneapolis with the Raiders for the first pregame of the year. It'll be Raiders at Minnesota Vikings. Be interesting to see who's going to play. I watched a lot of Vikings coverage. My wife taped the NFL camps because the NFL Network is at the Raiders and they're at the Vikings. So I got some Viking nuggets for you today. And if you're on YouTube, which we keep pushing heavy because we're at a nice number now, we're trying to build it. I got a call from Fred Biletnikoff 3 minutes ago and I showed everybody on our page here. I showed everybody that. And I didn't put it on speaker because Fred doesn't want to be on speaker, nor should you hear our private conversation. But I asked Fred, take me back after you broke camp or you were breaking camp. How many preseason games? He said 6. I go, how many did you play in? He goes, all of them. Excuse me? Yeah, 6 preseason games. He played in all of them. First 2, maybe. First and second quarter. First into the second quarter. The rest of the way, they were playing into the third quarter. Fred Biletnikoff, Hall of Famer, playing 6 preseason games. 6. Tackling in pads, 1,000%. Now the league's changing. Bubble wrap players don't want to play, nor should they. Some of them you do not need to play. But I remember Andy Reid last year put Patrick Mahomes in the first one. Patrick Mahomes played. Josh McDaniels was here. Had Josh Jacobs in the first game in Canton, the 0 game. That don't even count. Some coaches are different than others. I'm sensing Antonio Pierce is going to let these guys play. He's made it clear at several podium press conferences that the quarterbacks will play. They will play a quarter each, which I love because I get to call the game on radio as Jason Horowitz goes to TV with Matt Millen and Rich Gannon. So I'm thrilled that I'll be calling the first, hopefully, Brock Bowers catch on radio, which should be fun. Maybe the first Brock Bowers touchdown on the radio. I hope these guys play, but we are not going to know until I'm in the production meeting tomorrow night as we're in Minneapolis. So we'll tell you all about that. So I hope you're doing well. It's good to be back from Costa Mesa. As we begin, I want to thank the entire Raider organization for the hospitality, the Westin Hotel, which was beautiful, man. I had dinner every night at the bar over there. A couple of great restaurants, walking distance. Had a couple of good nights and boat experiences in Newport Beach, which was a lot of fun. Just a good time out there in Costa Mesa. I think the team bonded. They really did bond. They're walking around the hotel together. They're not going back to their mansions and going out at 8 o'clock tonight to go get dinner with their wives in Vegas and Southern Highlands. None of that. Now they get to come home and be adults in Vegas and get ready for the preseason, which I really believe is a big, big preseason. Now, I don't say that every year if you've been listening to me. I don't say every year this is a massive preseason. I covered Derek Carr for 9 years. 9 seasons he was here. Preseason never mattered. He didn't play, or they didn't want him to get hurt in the preseason, which was probably the right decision for most of that because Derek Carr was a really good player. He's a really good player. And do you remember the backups to Derek Carr over 9 years? I bet you can't. I bet you only a few of you can name every year Carr played in his backup. You didn't want to see the backup play. You want to see Derek Carr be healthy. But now times are different. Okay, these are 2 quarterbacks in the league, good quarterbacks. They're not elite. They're not great. So they can play, and hopefully they don't get injured. But the risk-reward is you put a quarterback in a preseason game, these guys are flying around and there's guys who want to tackle the quarterback and sack him so they can make the team. So you see guys that are going to come in here in the second quarter in Minnesota. Maybe Minnesota's pulled their edge rushers. We're going to have a quarterback who might start play. And the second or third string defensive end might come around there going, hey, man, the only way I'm going to make this team is I got to prove in week one that I can sack somebody. So there is risk-reward. But I'm good with the risk now because we don't have an elite quarterback. And neither quarterback proved in front of everybody in Costa Mesa that they are progressing to a level where we don't have to worry about the quarterback situation. Hopefully that changes Saturday night in Minneapolis. One guy comes out and he starts flinging it. If Aiden O'Connell comes out, everybody, and throws two touchdowns and is 6 for 6 for 112 yards and no interceptions, he takes the lead, period. Period. He takes the lead. Every time Antonio Pierce is asked this question, he says, status quo. Who's winning the quarterback battle? Status quo. Okay. That means if Minshew throws two interceptions and fumbles one away and Aiden O'Connell plays better, he takes the lead. Then we go to the next preseason game. Then we have a full-blown quarterback controversy. Remember, I haven't used that word yet, so don't clip it from me. This is a quarterback competition. It will only turn into a controversy if something weird happens and one's playing better than the other, but we're finding out that the one that's playing better is not going to start. Then you got a controversy. Then you got to clean this up. And the coaches will make it clear on why they're going with a certain player or not. And that's what they get paid to do. So I'm excited because I think these games are going to matter. I think these games are going to be really important. We are brought to you by Golden Entertainment. In the month of August, I've been doing this for so many years, I can say it blindfolded, but I have my fresh copy here. Because they have fantasy football parties, August 1st through the 31st, and they know how to do it better than anybody else in town. Book your fantasy football party at PT's Taverns. Receive 10% off your party check. You get a free draft kick and free Wi-Fi. Discount now not valid during happy hour. Because you get the best happy hour in town, man. The place basically giving the place away. Half price drinks, 5 to 7, midnight to 2. I don't know, Bobby, many fantasy football drafts that go on between midnight and 2 a.m. Unless it's a bartender's fantasy group where the bartenders are getting off and they're having their draft party there. True rewards, new members, you get sign-up incentives. New members that sign up for a true rewards card during the month of August earn 20 base points. They'll receive $10 in free play. So we're excited about that. They fuel the monologue as we are out of the gate and ready to go. So coming back yesterday, my family's going crazy for this Morgan Wallen concert tonight. Oh, my God, wife's got the boots out already. My son's going. Well, what's going on with Morgan Wallen? I asked Danny and the guys in the bullpen here, who's bigger, Luke Combs or Morgan Wallen? They said they're kind of the same. They're both selling out stadiums. I'm like, yeah, those concerts are tonight at Allegiant Stadium. Get your country on, man. If you're going to the show tonight, let us know. I pass because I got an early flight tomorrow. Imagine that. Imagine me pounding Modelo's. With fake country me. JT can do a lot of fake stuff. I can do fake country if the cervezas are flowing. But I will sit that one out. A wife would like me to drive her down here, and I think that's the least I can do considering all the shenanigans I put her through. So I will be the driver tonight, drop them off maybe at Whiskey, where the Black Hole's going to be for their preseason and their regular season tailgating. But they're not going to walk over that bridge tonight, Bobby. Remember, I did it for Garth Brooks, the hottest. At the time, it was the hottest day in the history of Vegas, 117. We had a lot of 117s. We did. But we went to 120 this year, and I remember my wife and I, for Garth Brooks opening up the stadium, walked over Hacienda Bridge and almost melted on the other side of it. So if you're going to the concert tonight, leave early. Jelly Roll, Morgan Wallen, big show here. Mark Davis, as he says, build it and they will come. And, man, are they coming to Vegas for concerts and all of that. So we had Max Crosby on yesterday. A lot of people like that. We'll replay that in the second hour because it's my show and it's content you're not going to hear anywhere else. And it's from me. So we'll hear it again in case you didn't hear that. Rich Marotta will join us from the Nevada Boxing Hall of Fame. Rich is a dear friend. A sad tradition for me is I get invited every year and I can't go because we have a Raider preseason game. Once again, it happens. I'll be in Minneapolis, but that's a huge event. Tickets still available. And if you're in town and you're a boxing fan, we'll jump into that. And other than that, I left the show open today because I have a very firm topic that I want to hit on today. Right now, I want to hit on this, and I want some of our... We have legendary caller status here. We got good callers. We got callers that are trying to improve. No one's a bad caller. But, you know, this show, for whatever reason, you know, people cherry-pick my show for 2 hours. They listen to it on podcast form. We're a live radio show. We're live. We want to hear from Raider fans from Fort Lauderdale to Toledo to Maine, San Diego. You're everywhere, man. Raider Nation is everywhere. So as of today, August 8th, 2024, who do you believe deserves to start today for the Raiders at quarterback? Very simple. Low-hanging fruit? Kind of. But it's pretty important because I'm calling the game with Lincoln Kennedy and Eric Allen, and I don't know who deserves it. So you think I'm not, it's not low-hanging fruit, man. It's a real topic throughout the global Raider Nation. I don't believe that any of these quarterbacks in front of my eyes prove to me that they deserve to be the starter today. They don't. They're both under contract. Aiden O'Connell played a lot of football last year, had to break the glass and put him in because of the Jimmy Garoppolo injury and the coach being fired. I thought he did reasonably well. I did. I think he played reasonably well. If you do a cut-up of the top 10 Aiden O'Connell throws from last year, running away, throwing it to Big Mike in the end zone, bomb to Trey Tucker, touchdowns against the Chargers, there's a lot of good plays for him. But there's a minimum amount of plays, man. I don't got 100 plays that I could go back to. There's 1,000 plays of Mahomes. 1,000. We might have 20 for Aiden O'Connell that we can put on a YouTube film. Now, Gardner Minshew's different. Gardner Minshew, everybody's saying, man, don't look at him in practice. He's a gamer. He's better in the games than he is in practice. No, 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 that doesn't work around here. No, 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 that doesn't work here. You got to earn it. Status quo. They're supposed to be even. You can't have bad practices and expect to be starting games and say, hey, I'll figure it out when we're playing on game day. No, you got to prove it if you're going to beat out Aiden O'Connell. So as of today, I think that Gardner Minshew has a slight lead because I think he had better days than Aiden over in Costa Mesa, but that could change quickly when we find out who's opening up the game tomorrow. I think it would be fair, but I'm not the coach, if Aiden O'Connell started off the preseason with the first snap. That was my understanding. Vinny asked that question, I believe, earlier in camp to Antonio Pierce, but that was, you know, mini camps when they were talking about giving him the first snap. So I don't know what's going to happen. I do not know what's going to happen, but I want these guys to play better, and I think they should play better, and I love the fact that you should be playing football in the preseason. We're not good enough to take the preseason off. We are not good enough to take the preseason off. I put Max Crosby in bubble wrap, and he'll fight me to the death. If he hears this, he's going to hunt me down. I put Max Crosby in bubble wrap, let him warm up, let him get a big sweat going, shower off, and see you on the sideline. Same with Devontae. Everybody's freaking out. Devontae, when's the kid coming? How dare you? Guy's wife's having a child. You're worried about when it's coming? He's good. He's got a gold jacket already made in Canton. It's just a time when he's going to go pick it up. He's good. Don't need to see Colt Miller because I didn't see him in Costa Mesa. I don't want to see him in a game, but I hope he's working right. JPJ, Jackson Powers Johnson, is now on a level of 1 to 10. I am at the 4 in concern because I didn't see him play. And I like this guy. He's the guy who recites the autumn wind. So I want to see him at some point. If he's going to play, he's got to play in the preseason. Has to. You can't start him against Khalil Mack and Joey Bosa if he doesn't play. I'd like to see him sooner or later, but they'll let me know. And then who else would you sit? Tell you one guy who's not going to sit, Jack Jones. He's taking back kicks. I saw him taking back kicks. Saw him picking off everything they threw at him. He's not going to take, I mean, you don't have to play him a lot, but he's got to play. Nate Hobbs needs to play. How many Pro Bowls does Nate Hobbs have? That'd be none. He needs to play in the preseason. You know, we're not talking about Mike Haynes here, man. We're not talking about Lester Hayes. These guys got to play in the preseason, and they got to be ready to go. And then on offense, this one's dicey to me. It really is. Zamir White. Wow, this one's tough. What do you do with Zamir White? Alexander Mattison is a good backup. He is good. Out of the 32 backup running backs in the league, I think he's in the top 10. I looked at the list. He's right there. But Zamir White's got to run because he's got to run behind Dylan Parham, Andre James, Whitehair and these guys has got to get a feel for that. So I don't know how much you want to run him. I'd run him in two out of the three games, and maybe in a quarter run him hard. You know, give him 6-8 carries, see what he's got. Because he's got to be ready to go, because it looks like it's going to be a running game against the Chargers. I had one of my bet-nose gamblers say he already bet the under. Ooh, he bet the under in the Charger-Raider game. I go, why? He said, well, Justin Herbert's in a boot. He isn't going to get one rep. And did you see the Raider quarterbacks playing in camp? He's taking the under already in that game. So those are a few of the topics there. 702-365-9200. Who do you give the edge to right now? And if you're going to call in on this topic, give me your passionate opinion on this topic, because this is what everybody's bashing the Raiders about, right, as they come back from Southern California. You know what was really cool? I want to share this. Daniel Jeremiah, who's also on the broadcast for the Chargers, but he's a big wig at NFL Network, and he pulled me aside. We talked on the sidelines, and, you know, he's kind enough to ask me what I thought, because he knows I've been around here for a while. I'm just not giving him any secrets, just saying, oh, this guy looks good. And I'm saying, how about the Chargers? This guy looks good. You know, just comparing a little bit of notes here. But he's impressed with the Raiders' playmakers. Everybody's impressed with the Raiders' defenders. We got a good team over here, man. We do. We have a good football team in Las Vegas. It's a good football team. They're not bad. They don't stink. They're not terrible. But you got knuckleheads on national radio going, they suck. They're not competitive. They could be the worst team in football. You know all that garbage. But I'm trying to wheeze myself off of that and just not be the guy on reels who's always saying we get no respect. You heard that with Max, but then they don't get any respect. But you got a tough guy straight out of Compton running the team. Tough guy, Antonio Pierce. He hears everything. Max told me to my face, he hears everything. Michael Mayer told us on the air, he hears everything. Robert Spillane told you at the podium, he hears everything. What more do you need? All the best players on the team are saying, we hear everything. We're not getting enough respect. So we're going to get into the quarterbacks today. I'm off tomorrow. Harry Ruiz is in for me. He's great. He always has a good guest or two lined up, plus his analysis. And then next week we'll be back, and there's a lot of practice. There's an open practice. If you got tickets for this, check your Raider season tickets on your app. Hopefully you're going to the live practice at Allegiant. There's one at the facility. And there's going to be an opportunity for you to go see the Raiders practice, as only a small amount of fans were able to do that in Costa Mesa. Yes, Bobby, the chains have been taken off of me on the rules of what I wasn't. The JT memo, you know, was the White House called it the JT memo, and the White House cleared it, and then they sent it to Roger Goodell, and they wrote JT, the JT memo, which is running around. And people have really said that. The JT memo was don't promote us in Southern California enough, or we might get put in Twitter jail, or we might get a slap on the wrist, or we might get this or that. So I follow the rules. I follow the rules. I got a lot of perks around here. I ain't going to screw that up. They ain't going to have me screw it up. But now the chains have been taken off, and I can literally tell you, and I will tell you, the significance of the Raiders Nation in Southern California. As I went to the Santa Ana John Wayne Airport, and I got on my flight, and there were 75 Raider fans on the flight, okay, all coming back to Vegas. It was cool. So the Raider Nation is everywhere, and we're excited about that as we open it up here. 702-365-9200. Oh, here's the other thing. Oh, no, we're losing to Serbia, 29-23. Stop the show. Sports siren, stop the show. France beat Germany today with Victor Wembanyama and Rudy Gobert. They're pretty good. They're in the gold medal game. We have to beat Serbia to get to France, and it's 29-23, and we ain't winning this game so far, and Nikola Jokic is trying to win this game. And we got White in the game from your Boston Celtics. How the hell? Is that Derek White? Yeah, we got him in the game. All right, I guess I don't see Tatum out there, do I? Was that Tatum? We got Booker? Man, looks like we got Durant. Where's Anthony Davis? Where's LeBron? Oh, boy. Steve Kerr standing up looking at the clock. Uh-oh. There is no way to survive this if the USA doesn't get to the gold medal game. And I don't know. Don't look like we got our A game in right now. We'll see what happens. Let me Let me get you here. 30 seconds to go. Booker with the fadeaway. Air ball. Air ball from Booker with the fadeaway. Get his ass out of the game. Get him out of the game. So this game is on, I think, NBC. It should be. But this is an important topic now as Serbia gets to the front of the rim. Blocked by Edwards here, so hopefully we get going here. All right, the call to the Raider Nation today is which quarterback has the lead in your mind today? We got to hear from you today because I'm still the last of the Mohicans as I sit here with an open microphone. Who do you got? Well, if you want to sit this one out because you're not sure, I'm fine with it. Get me a female Raider fan on the phones. Where are the ladies, man? Let's get the ladies going. Let's get some fans who know what's happening out of Costa Mesa to Vegas and how we get the quarterbacks up to speed as we open up the show. When life speeds up, Canes has you covered. This school year, Raising Canes. I love going to Canes. It's your after-school destination. Hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers, crinkle-cut fries, fresh coleslaw, buttery Texas toast, and their craveable Canes sauce. You can order online at RaisinCanes.com or go through their mobile app, Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. One love.
Is there a scenario where you do a long-term deal with him?
There's a scenario for everything, so I want to rule anything out.
If you traded Brandon, you see a scenario where you're better because of that?
I mean, Brandon's a great player, so it's real hard to be better when you lose a great player. So we got to look into anything. We got to understand the situation we're in, what that looks like, and that does take time. So hopefully it'll all work out best for him and best for us in the long run.
Is there a disappointment it's reached this point? I know it could be resolved.
It's been at this point for a little bit, so it's nothing really new to me. I mean, you're always disappointed when you can't keep a hold of all your players or it's not going exactly right. I don't like losing anybody. So that's why I'm hoping it does work out here.
That's Kyle Shanahan on the status of Brandon Ayuk. It looks like Pittsburgh wants to get a deal done with him. All right, breaking news. We're in trouble. Serbia now has the lead over the United States 39-25. 39-25 in the second quarter. Anthony Davis is two fouls. He goes to the bench. Nikola Jokic, the best player in the world, is eating our lunch. Okay? So here's what happens. If we don't come from behind and win this game, we're going to go play Germany in the bronze medal game, and France is going to play Serbia, which will be the Joker versus Wembanyama. Steve, the pressure is enormous right now on USA Basketball Live. They are losing. They don't have any answers. And Anthony Davis is in foul trouble. LeBron has got to carry this team. This is big. They're down significantly. And they're playing Nikola Jokic, everybody. That guy, you know, he's blown leads before in Denver, but this is different. He's playing for his country. Bobby, unlock the phones because everybody thinks I'm doing a podcast today. We're looking to figure out who's going to be the quarterback for the Raiders heading in to Minneapolis. Raider Nation, who do you believe should start the first preseason game? That's it. That's all I got today. Or I can do Niners talk, or I can do Saints talk, or all that. We can talk about other teams. The only Raider topic I have today is the only one that counts. Who's starting this game in Minneapolis? I'm on the broadcast. I have no idea. We're going to find out tomorrow when we're in the production meeting. Maybe Lincoln Kennedy knows before me. Probably, or Eric Allen, or Rich Gannon, or Matt Millen. But as of today, I don't know. And I don't think it's that important who starts. I think it's more important who looks better at by halftime. And then they'll have an opportunity. There's only three preseason games. There were no joint practices with another team. Remember, the Giants went up against Detroit, and they were throwing punches. They were throwing punches in that game. Man, Bobby, LeBron looks hesitant. I'll turn the TV around you so you can see it. LeBron is just looking hesitant, man. He's not. Jokic is covering him. As LeBron is looking, LeBron just throws the ball away. LeBron just threw the ball away. And LeBron has a bandage over his eye like a prize fighter that he got hurt. So Bam Adebayo, LeBron threw it to him, went through his hands and out of bounds. Steve Kerr looks like he saw a ghost. Eric Spoelstra sitting next to them. They look shocked. Why are they shocked? Serbia is a country. Serbia is playing their ass off. They get the best player in the world. And he wants nothing more than to come through and win this game. 702-365-9200 as we open up the show. Last week, we were excited to welcome Tito's Handmade Vodka. They are America's original craft vodka. It's the one with the greatest American success story. It really is. Distilled on the same land where it all started in Austin, Texas. Tito's is made from corn and naturally gluten-free. Tito's Handmade Vodka makes the good stuff for good times. It's always been my go-to vodka. Make Tito's your go-to vodka, too. Find cocktail recipes, videos, and more at Tito'sVodka.com. Maybe that's what I'll do today, Bobby. Just do the play-by-play of the USA. Maybe I'll just sit here and practice for the game I'm calling. By practicing here, because I don't like the lineup. All right, they got LeBron, Bam Adebayo, Kevin Durant, Steph Curry, and Devin Booker in the game. Okay, so that's who they have in the game now. As Steph grabs a rebound and they keep it in bounds. Antonio Pierce yesterday, as we wrapped up our show, or before our show, was on NFL Network, and he was asked about the current quarterback situation.
Coach, you took me right to it with the quarterbacks. I know that's been a popular topic out here. You just met with the media. I'm sure that's what you get peppered with every day here. But what was your message to them at the start of camp of what it would take to win the job?
Yeah, I was looking for consistency, of course, ball security, situational football, situational awareness, leadership, and I'm looking for somebody that doesn't play outside themselves. Mm-hmm. Don't do too much. I don't need you to be extra. Be Gardner Minshew. Be Aiden O'Connell. Don't try to be anybody else. Don't worry about that. Be the best version of yourself. And that was kind of our message. And then I said, compete, man. Because when our team watches these two gentlemen compete each and every day, all it's brought up is the competition at every level and every position group on our team. And they've handled it with stride. Now, they're friendly and they high-five each other. But it's dog-eat-dog right now. And they understand it. And I said, listen, at some point, one of you guys got to take the bull by the horn and say, AP, I'm your guy. I'm the quarterback for the Las Vegas Raiders, and I said, we'll all see it when that happens. And until then, we're just going to keep competing.
Right, so that's part of the narrative from the national media. And Mike Garofalo was out there with Gerald McCoy and Daniel Jeremiah. I thought they did a pretty good job. You know, no one's going to come to a Raiders training camp, the national media, and come out there and trash the Raiders, there. And the ones who do in Southern California in their TV studios don't have the guts or balls to ever go to a game or practice anyway. So when the guys come out from NFL Network, they're going to ask respectable questions. They're going to try to get the coach to tell us a little bit more. And I didn't see, Nikola Jokic went to the rim and won, made the free throw. Serbia, 42, USA, 25. Serbia is mopping the court from us, mopping us up. Joel Embiid just hits a jumper. We'll see what happens there. See, the problem with Steve Kerr now is he's coaching an all-star team, Bobby. He's got Joel Embiid with Devin Booker. Well, one plays for the 76ers, the other plays for the Suns. In Serbia, these guys play together in their country. Now then, Nikola Jokic comes over as an MVP, and they insert him in. So this is very concerning, 42-27. We're under 6 minutes, 6:05 to go in the second quarter, and Serbia just feels fearless. Jokic fakes a jumper, goes to the lane, misses a floater, and Embiid with the rebound as he kicks it out to LeBron James. I haven't seen a stat line on LeBron. LeBron just made a great pass to Booker and won with the foul. So LeBron came up there, made a beautiful bounce pass to Booker, and Booker puts it in and won there. Very good. Awesome. You know, as much as everybody wants to rip on and potentially rip on this team, and what this team's not able to do, not me. As much as I don't like some of the players on this team, I do not go down any road here where I'm going to mock Bobby, our American flag. I want us to come back and win this game.
Obviously, we want to win this game. I got a feeling they got to get in there at halftime, and LeBron's going to give them the speech of his life, and they're going to just come back in the second half and just wipe the floor with
Serbia.
Well,
what about your guy, Jason Tatum, who just won an NBA title for your Boston Celtics? How about him coming off the bench and giving us 20? He's one of the best players in the world. He's got to do that. It's going to happen right now.
You would think that.
Yeah, you would think that. But we're live in Paris. This is the semifinal game. In the other semifinal game, we already saw a victory for France. A great game against Germany, Wembanyama. was able to get it done there as we continue on. 702-365-9200. Topic of today is a bad one because no one called in on it. Who should play quarterback? God, this is going to be a tough season. God, who can play quarterback? And I'm getting shut out on that one.
Well, it should be an easy one.
Oh, no, I mean, we don't want to do easy radio. We want to do good radio.
No, it should be an easy one. I mean, Coach Pierce has said this out 100 times. It's going to be Aiden O'Connell's job to start unless Gardner Minshew steps up and takes it away.
Yeah, I think that's gone out. I think that's gone out the rearview window in the station wagon as we're going on vacation back to Vegas. I don't think that stands
anymore. That got chucked out on the highway.
I think that got chucked out on the highway because I think Minshew was in a pretty good spot where Minshew's going to be able to come in and hopefully play good in some of these games here. If you ask me, who do I want to win this starting quarterback position? It don't matter. I don't care, and I'm not lying, man. You know, when people were saying, hey, we're going to move on from Derek Carr, over the years, I said, you know, look, it's 9 years if he doesn't win a playoff game. If we move on, it's not going to be the end of the world. I had a strong opinion on that. If they kept him, I could look Derek in the face. If we lost Derek like we did, I can comment on it. Here, I don't care at all. I could care less who's the starting quarterback. It's got to be the quarterback who puts the Raiders in the best position to win. All right, so here we go. We got a Serbia 42. They missed the layup, 42-29. Here as LeBron gets the ball and he's fouled at midcourt. You know what Serbia is doing well? They're just fouling LeBron. I don't know. Maybe if someone else saw it, they could tell me in the chat. How did LeBron James get a cut over his eye? I did not see that. As we were doing the show, I don't know what happened there. Maybe they'll reset if you were watching this and to see what's happening with LeBron. Because he's able to play, but he's got a cut over his eye. And I think Ant-Man, Anthony Edwards, has got to have a grown-up moment. He's got to have a big boy moment now where he's able to step up and play at a very high level now and take over a game. The trap that I'm falling into at 5 minutes ago until halftime, down 42-29, is I need someone to pick it up. And Joel Embiid just hit a three. Wow, Joel Embiid just hit a three. Serbia 42, the United States 32. Man, I don't like Embiid taking threes, but he made it right there. It's Embiid on Jokic. Well, how about this heavyweight title fight? Jokic backing down Joel Embiid. That's the type of matchup I want to see. Right here in Vegas on 920, Ricky, you're up. Ricky, thanks for checking in. What's happening? Ricky, you're on the radio. Go ahead. Is this a joke? Okay, Ricky's gone. We'll get Ricky off the air. I need a break badly. I want to watch basketball. 702-365-9200. The Joker kicks it out for another three. It's a 10-point game. You got to like Serbia here. Serbia makes the putback. Offensive rebound putback. 44-32. 4 minutes to go till halftime. Programming alert, United States of America on the verge of getting beat if they don't have a great second half. Live on the flagship of the Raiders, brought to you by our great friends at the M Resort Spa and Casino, home of the summertime pool concerts.
What do you guys like off the field? Like, how do you guys? Everybody's always like they're battling against each other, but you guys are got to go to meeting rooms. You go eat dinner and breakfast. How are you two guys? Your relationship off the field?
Nah, I hate this dude.
It's all an act.
Nah, it's been awesome, man. I think our whole room, like, you know, with us, with Carter, with AB, with Coach Rich, like, it's honestly been an awesome room just to be a part of. I think we all communicate well. We cheer each other on. Like, you watch the tape, like, somebody has a good play. There's three other quarterbacks in the back celebrating it, and that's awesome, man. You know, like that, it really isn't like that everywhere, and it's been a fun group to be a part of. Working with Aiden's been great. I think we've been learning a lot from each other, and you know, look forward to kind of leading this team however it shakes out.
Gardner Minshew, I was on NFL radio with our friend Kirk Morrison. Serbia 50, the United States 37. This is the semifinal game. Winner goes to the gold medal. Loser plays for the bronze medal, which would be a epic disaster if the United States doesn't come through. Joel Embiid has really been the story for the United States. He's kind of helping the team come back here as they miss another throw. That was Anthony Edwards missing a three. Tell you, if we lose this game, it's going to be because we're taking threes. We're going to talk to Josh Alper in a moment. Want to thank Resorts World for our coverage from training camp in Costa Mesa. Wow. The whole team at Resorts World, they communicate with us greatly. Chris Young will be bringing his latest hits to Resorts World Saturday here, August 10th. So we got a big concert here Saturday, August 10th, and this is a big one. Grab your tickets now to experience his Young Love Saturday Nights Tour. Chris Young blends classic country music with a modern twist. Get your tickets at rwlasvegas.com. Also, Kevin Hart and his global entertainment company, Heartbeat, announces the return of Heartbeat Weekend. That's Thursday, August 29th to Sunday, September 1st. It's a four-day celebration of music, comedy, and entertainment, headlined by Kevin Hart, Lil Wayne, Ludacris, many more special guests to be announced. It all takes place at Resorts World, Las Vegas, from Thursday, August 29th, to Sunday, September 1st. Same website where you can get your tickets, rwlasvegas.com. Excited to have my next guest, who is an NFL insider and one of the better ones out there, and there's a bunch of them working now, so he had time to join us. Josh Alper is our guest from Pro Football Talk. And Josh, I want to begin with the Niners, Ayuk, and especially what's with Trent Williams? Is he just doing this holdout to try to do another money grab again?
Yeah, this is a team that's all in. Everyone knows it. Everyone knows the Niners have been building to, like, you know, four of the last five NFC championship games, two Super Bowl losses. This is a team that needs to win a Super Bowl. And they need Trent Williams to win a Super Bowl, and Trent Williams knows that. And I think that's what the leverage he's playing right here is. He wants to be sure that you're not throwing him out with the trash at the end of the season if it doesn't go exactly how the 49ers need it to go. And I think that Ayuk is obviously a very different situation, and it's one that's complicated by Deebo Samuel and Christian McCaffrey and George Kittle. And how many weapons can you really have when looming over all of it is that Brock Purdy is going to be cashing in the second this season is over. So it's a precarious spot for the 49ers to manage all of these guys, because these are all pros and they're all represented by pros who know what the situation is this season.
For Williams, it's interesting because the league has changed now with fining players along the way. If you can walk us through that to our audience, because, you know, a big left tackle who's played that long and been that good, a first ballot Hall of Famer, you want to miss half a camp? I'm good with that. I mean, I am. If you want to miss half a camp and you're a first ballot Hall of Famer, I can live with that. But now with the structure of these fines and having to pay the fines, does that have a big effect on holdouts going forward?
No, because if you land the contract, then the fine is, it's like you pay your agent his commission, yeah. And then that's just another commission to pay on top of it. And so for, you know, a guy like Trent Williams, where, you know, you're looking for just a big haul of guaranteed money, if some of that money goes to paying this off, then that's the cost of doing business.
All right, other than that, with the Niners, with Purdy and his contract, which should be enormous, because if we're giving guys $235 million, then we're giving guys eventually $300 million, $50 million, $53 million. With Purdy's contract now, it's all in. Because once Purdy gets that contract extension, and they'll make it cap-friendly with the bonus and all that, but how tight are the Niners now? Because they have so many good players that are being paid at the top of their game.
It's tight, and it's something that the window is only open so long. And at some point, you then ask, if they can't get over the hump, are these the right guys to get them there? And that's not a knock on John Lynch or Kyle Shanahan and the work that they've done, because it's not easy to do what they've done over the last five seasons, but you have to break through. It's not too dissimilar from what we saw in Buffalo at the end of last season. When the Bills didn't get through and they didn't make it out, then all of a sudden you have Stephon Diggs and Gabe Davis and Jordan Poyer and Micah Hyde, these guys who have been just, you know, bread and butter parts of that Bills team that came close. You have to move on. And there are teams that would have said Sean McDermott has to go. You know, the Bills didn't make that choice. But in terms of players, yeah, you have to, at some point, you have to stop robbing Peter to pay Paul. And the 49ers are going to find themselves there sooner rather than later. They know that. And I think that's why this Ayuk thing is coming to a head right now, because he may be the bridge too far for them.
Yes, Josh Alper is our guest, Pro Football Talk. I'm sure you saw the little scuttle between the Giants and Detroit. And I watched Hard Knocks with Joe Shane and Brian Daboll. It was a tough decision with Saquon Barkley. I worked for the Raiders, and they couldn't keep Josh Jacobs, who had a better year the year before than Saquon Barkley. It's tough to want to continue to franchise tag a running back or pay him more in the era that we're in. But after watching Hard Knocks with the Giants, and then they didn't even get to Darren Waller retiring, they're in a tough spot here. They got neighbors who can play, and they don't have a running back that was as lead as Saquon. I like what they did in the draft, and especially bringing Burns in as a linebacker that can rush the passer. Do you think the Giants are a potential sleeper, or do you have at like 5, 6, 7 wins? Where do you have Big Blue?
You know, I hate to you know, play the middle here, but like, let me see Daniel Jones do something. Let me see what Daniel Jones looks like, because the Daniel Jones 2 years ago when they went to the playoffs and beat the Vikings, if he can do that kind of stuff, and I think it's going to be a lot harder without Saquon Barkley. The receivers are better. The offensive line is better. Burns gives them some much-needed energy off the edge on defense. But if Daniel Jones is the Daniel Jones that we saw last season, none of those things matter. And it's easy to say it's all about this, and the Giants love to say that. Like, you know, Joe Shane said on Hard Knocks, if Patrick Mahomes was playing behind this offensive line, he wouldn't win a game. Tommy DeVito won 5 games for that team last year. They weren't that bad. Daniel Jones was that bad. So I think that's the entire thing that comes up. If Daniel Jones can play the way he played 2 years ago, that team can certainly make it to the playoffs, because they did. And I think, you know, I have a feeling that either the Eagles or the Cowboys are going to be a big disappointment, right, this season. I don't know right now which one I would bet on to be the big disappointment, but I don't think those two teams are both winning 10-11 games again this year. So there's a window there in that division. There's a window in that conference. But if the quarterback is C+, no way.
Josh Alper, as we wrap it up from Pro Football Talk, I saw you reporting on Za'Darius Smith with that knee contusion for the Browns and the evaluation coming up. That's with Myles Garrett and what that team has. They're a beast on defense. And what's up with Deshaun Watson? How do you cover Deshaun Watson? How do we follow practice to practice? He was an elite young quarterback on the verge of being elite for a while. Then we know what happens in Houston. He comes there, the injuries and all this. Is anybody going to count on him this year to play 17 games and play at a Pro Bowl level, or no way?
You know, it's hard. It's hard to make any kind of commitment like that to him. But it is what they need. It's what they mortgaged their entire future for. It's the deal they made was that this was the guy who was going to make it all come together. You found the right coach on defense with Jim Schwartz. With that defense, it's going to be good. You hope Nick Chubb is back and in form. And you went out and you got Jerry Jeudy and you got Elijah Moore last year. You have the pieces there in Njoku and Amari Cooper. Everything's there. You have a good offensive line. But, there was a point where it would seem ridiculous to say Deshaun Watson and Daniel Jones are in the same boat, but they kind of are. Like, it's enough talk about what they could do. He has to actually do it. And it's been a long time now since we've seen Deshaun Watson do it. I can't stake anything on it. I can't bet on it. But, you know, he has to. And if he doesn't, then I don't know what this Browns team is, because, you know, if you make it to the playoffs and you do what you did with Joe Flacco and P.J. Walker and Dorian Thompson-Robinson playing all of these snaps for you, why are you paying Deshaun Watson what you're paying him? And it becomes very hard to swallow how that team keeps moving forward.
Josh, last one. I've been asking all of our football insider guests, do you have a team that you believe is overrated, too much overhype, not going to be as good as what you think could be a season win total, and maybe a team under the radar that's not getting enough hype that could have a big year?
Well, I think the one that feels overhyped is the Texans. And that's not to say that I don't think they're a good team, because C.J. Stroud was awesome last year, and Will Anderson, and you went out and you made this Diggs deal, but that is a deal that I don't think is a guarantee to make them leaps and bounds better than they were last year, and I think there's a potential downside there, just from a guy who's going to be playing with Nico Collins and Tank Dell, and in an offense where he may not get the volume that he's been accustomed to, and that was a problem for him in Buffalo. So I'm a little bit more cautious about the Texans, and some of that is that I think it's been a little overlooked in this rush to say the Texans are the next big thing in the AFC, that they barely beat a Colts team with Gardner Minshew at quarterback last year to make the playoffs. And I think the Colts, with Anthony Richardson, if he's the player they think he is, with Jonathan Taylor there for a whole season, and Michael Pittman, and I think Adonai Mitchell is one of the best draft picks of the year, I think that Colts team is being slept on a little bit, and some of that has to do with how much the Texans are being hyped.
Great job. Appreciate you coming on, Josh. All the best. Enjoy the rest of your summer.
Have a great night.
Appreciate it, Josh. You cut out there at the end. Look, there's always a team that you think is overrated. I can't say the Chargers in Denver this year because Denver stinks. It's going to be tough to beat him 10 times in a row, 10 times in a row. The Chargers are overrated just in the media. Most people that look at the media are laughing when they predict the Chargers to do well, but they can do well. They have Harbaugh. They can get hot, but Herbert's in a boot. Interesting what he said about Houston. Will Houston come back to earth after C.J. Stroud played out of his mind? Good. He definitely could come back from earth because he played out of his mind. Is he going to get better or have a sophomore slump? Tequila Commissario, the most awarded tequila. You'll immediately notice its beautiful packaging. This is the Ferrari of tequila, the single highest quality, 100% all natural handcrafted tequilas. Proud partner of our show, Tequila Commissario.